resisting the architecture of the right angled white box and the hinge. We fuse the logic of dreams to biomorphic forms, a way of redesigning the human environment as both a protective shell against future threat, trauma and dread, and a newly configured dwelling space and time for imaginative fulfillment. This was me as well, but smaller and more into cheese. And my pussy was always hunting for it. And what slaughter beneath the tap in the kitchen? Oh, it's something machine life for the two of you's involved, calibrating the robotic efficiencies of industrial Taylorism to the uncanny subconsciousness of Freudian sex and death drives we began in the 20s by working on the design of a production of Carl Capic's R.U.R. robot fame, stepping into a lineage that included Leonardo da Vinci's Zoomanoid plans of 1495, Jacques de Vaucanson's duck flute and pipe player automatons of 1738-39, of automated technologies and machines that might live, such as E.T.A. Hoffman's The Sandman, Shelley's Frankenstein, and Villiers's The Future Eve. With automatist fantasies, for the rest of our lives we imagined a world where humanity rebooted itself as psychosexual robotic AIs, dwelling in endless space and time capsules, resisting trauma and perfecting the ultimate pleasures, surreal Duchampian dreams of trauma-resisting humanoid organic bliss resonated with the psychosexual revolutions of Wilhelm Reich's experiments in orgasm perfection and Tim Leary's psychedelic bombshells. Our idea was to extend our minds and bodies into new landscapes of pleasure and fulfillment. A Baladi inner weirdness drawn from expertise in design and architecture, as well as his close association with leading Dadaist and Surrealist experiments.
Slaughter beneath the tap in the kitchen.